What's up? This is Faison Love. You listen to the Glory Hole on Riotcast. Bitch! Do I look funny with these earphones?
No, you look like a player.
One, two,
three. You look like you're dropping some rhymes, dude.
Let's hear it. A boost, bass, boost, a bone bass. Beat motherfuckers, don't bass.
Welcome to the Glory Hole.
Welcome to the Glory Hole, bitches. I am Rob Spratz.
And I'm Lori.
Chris Fortney.
Black JoJo Black.
I'm just Black Faison.
Man, I am pumped for you. We have Faison Love. Thank you for joining us,
Thank
brother.
You for having me here at the Glory Hole. Thank you very much.
Faison Love from Couples Retreat, Friday, Made, you were Don Corleone and the Godfather, Darth Vader and Star Wars.
Roots.
Roots, Kunta Kinte's brother. The one that they let eat as much as he wanted.
The one black guy on the, what's the movie with the boat?
Titanic.
They cut that out.
He was in there? Dude. Shit.
Yeah, I was in Titanic.
Yeah, you didn't know he was in Titanic?
I thought I was too fucked up to notice.
Yeah. He was in Titanic.
I was helping the captain. And then what happened, I hit the thing, and then...
He's why the ship went down. He's the one that did it.
Get that nigga out of here.
Yeah.
Your ass anyway.
He was in Finding Nemo.
I was a space in Star Wars.
That was a good
I'm everywhere.
Well, Faison, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be in New York.
Yeah, welcome back to New York. You don't live here anymore?
Well, we're working on that now. I'm just trying to be here back and forth, you know, New York.
I don't know what that means.
New York. New York. No, yeah, I'm coming back.
Where do you live now?
Back in California. You know, the fucking, you know, so fucking.
You got a little weirdos over there,
it's
right?
It's just fucking boring. It's like I'm sick of it already. Like, okay, let's go. But you got to be out there. I would get tired going back and forth because I have a meeting, and then you got to get on the plane. Some fucking dickwad brings to a meeting and just ask you a bunch of questions. And just go, that's the meeting. Like, are you fucking serious?
What? There's no like they don't talk about anything. It's a bunch of bullshit.
It's a bunch of fucking ideas, and she's like, dude, I got my own ideas, motherfucker. Tell me why I have to get on a plane and go through TSA to fucking talk to you.
Yeah, I would imagine they're not friendly to you, TSA.
They are. It's just. Hey, oh my God, I love you. Take your pants off.
You want a woman saying that to you, not a dude.
Well, yeah, but it's just, I don't understand any of that. The other day I said I'm just going to just get a bus or something and drive back and forth.
They don't have phones in California? You can't do these meetings over the phone?
That's what I'm saying.
Skype?
It's so important, and you get there, it's like, we just want to say we really like you, bitch. We could have did this from the beginning.
Thanks for coming. Okay. Yeah.
Give me my development deal, or I'm getting back on the plane.
They don't really do those no more.
They don't. That was a sweet deal for most people.
Oh my God!
And so, like, what was in a development deal? Like, you wouldn't even necessarily have to have a show tied to you.
No, they would. What would the studios? The networks would lock you down. You'd be like $500,000, some $1 million, lock you down for. Certain amount of time, no other studio can work with you. That's what, and then that would be.
And that's it. So you don't mind even you just get $500,000 just to not work with another studio. You might not even have a show.
They gave us one time, and then there's a penalty. Like say, like you write a script. John Favreau and I wrote a script, and if they didn't do the show, we got a penalty for them fucking not putting it on.
Wow, that's all fucking awesome.
They paid more money not to put the fucking thing
so
on.
So towards the end, you just start writing shitty scripts.
Yeah,
well, it doesn't really matter. Like, you know,
Faison goes to Hawaii.
Look,
became Couples Retreat. Actually, that's
yeah, I know. Right?
Hey, Stranger Things. I was looking at Ted. I was telling them. I was like, look, Ted is gonna be huge. She's like, no. It's like, trust me, it's gonna be huge. It's dumb enough. People don't want to give a fuck about all these. Tears and all this bullshit, and they just want to go there and laugh.
That's it.
And it's fucking huge. But just imagine if I fucking pitched it.
Say, it'd be better.
I got this teddy bear. Nigga, get your black ass.
Talking teddy.
Fuck you. This motherfucker talking about we gonna do a movie with him and a teddy bear.
Fuck was you smoking?
Exactly.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, Joe sits down just before we start and he's like, I'm high. I just want everybody to know.
Yeah, I wanted to clear the airwaves. So
how much did you smoke?
Were you smoking weed?
Yeah, man.
That's you smoke New York weed for days and you just get a little buzz.
Yeah, pretty much.
California weed is way... I stopped smoking because it's just too much. I stopped smoking about 10 years ago.
How much did you smoke like in a day?
I would just get up and smoke a joint.
Yeah.
Like a wake and bake.
I'd get up, smoke a joint, and then, hey, walk around like, you know... But it just got too confused. Like days. It was like you're in a daze and you feel like you're not doing anything.
I'm waiting for the negative part of this. That's fucking good to me.
But now when you become you have to see how you did all this. You can't do any of this high. This would never happen.
He did all this high. Are you kidding?
Dude, I lived my entire life high. No.
I can't do it. I get paranoid. I think somebody's knocking at the door. I'm like, who's that? Like,
no, but I smoke weed like white people smoke weed. Like
you guys have a good time.
I go home now. This is what I was telling Chris beforehand. I'm getting fat because I go home and I start smoking weed at like 6-7 o'clock. Uh-huh. And then I start eating like Captain Crunch and shit before I go to bed.
See,
and I'll eat the whole goddamn box and cut the roof of my mouth up. And
if I go home and smoke a joint, I'm gonna be worried about. Like I remember one time I was high and I was by myself and the phone rang, and I was like, "How do they know I'm here?" Right now? That's what I was like.
That's a new level of paranoia. Like what kind of? But you in California?
But see, the weed is so strong. Because all the weed from California comes. The good stuff comes from Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's not from the dispensaries there?
The dispensary gets it from the growers, which is sent Seattle. Seattle has the best weed. But then they got people in California who they put the whoop on it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
I know.
Joe's not here to translate. Right. So.
He wouldn't even know. Putting the whoop on is they put the formaldehyde and all the other bullshit.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. No, I'm just kidding.
That shit is like...
shit that gives you a headache, right? That's the shit, New York shit gives me that.
That's the shit that makes you say, okay, let's go to Jack in the Box. You sit in the back seat for an hour wondering why the car's not moving.
I was telling them once I went to a Krispy Kreme that had one right by my house.
Yeah.
And I was fucked up. And my wife and I got in the car and we drove to the Krispy Kreme. And it was like 10, 11 o'clock. We drive in, you pull up and, you know, the recording comes on. It says, you know, thank you for coming to Krispy Kreme when we have donuts to sale, blah, blah, blah. And I'm leaning in and I'm like, yeah, I'll have two glazed. I'll have, and I give the whole fucking order. And I'm like, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. And then the recording comes on again, but I didn't really listen. I was talking to my wife. So I go, no, that's it. Thank you. And I roll up and it will close. Dude, I was talking to that box for five fucking minutes.
Now try doing that same thing at an ATM.
Oh, no.
Why? This thing isn't taking my fucking order.
Yeah, but it has like good names though, the weed. Like, see, over here you just get a bag of weed.
Bumblebee and all that shit. It's just too much for me.
What was the one you liked the most?
We do Kush. At the time, when I stopped, Chronic was the big one. And then Bumblebee. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know what they have now. I mean, it smells, but, you know, I'm 44. I'm older than everybody in this room, except for Garfield.
How old are you, Garfield?
98.
Yeah. 98.
98.
You phase on came. You did it right. I was hoping you would show up with an entourage, and you did. That's the way to do it.
No, I normally, this is all, I'm like, yo, I'm in New York, man. Let's go get something to eat. Shaolin's like, yo, where you at? I'm in New York. And trust me, by the end of the day, it grows. But normally, nine times out of ten, I'm always by myself.
I have one critique, though, on your entourage.
Oh, shit.
No bitches. You got no bitches?
You know why? Let me tell you why.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Bitches cause problems.
Well, yeah, they kind of do.
And then it's like when you pick up one broad, then it's like, okay, you're done unless she's gonna help you get other ones.
All right.
You use that at the club.
So like she would, so like a bridge bitch, like she would bridge you to another bitch.
You get a couple. So you get, you always have a couple broads to pick up broads at the club, but during business.
No good.
Wait, do you mean bringing other girls for you or other girls for your crew?
Well, they got to worry about themselves.
Oh, so you don't share the wealth or nothing, huh?
No, his girl, Shaolin's girl, finds a motherfucker. I mean, finds a motherfucker.
Are you, dude, are you married or you're not married?
I don't know. I just left. I don't know what they call that.
You might be my grandfather.
I just was like, you know what? This is not working. And I went to Costa Rica for about 6 months. But yeah, me and my ex we're divorced.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's, you know why divorce costs so much?
Why?
Because it's worth it.
Yeah, well, I would think that as you...
It's good. Me and my ex are cool as fuck. I was like, where was this bitch when I was married?
Oh, because now it's...
Now it's like, yeah. Hey, are you okay? Are you eating right? Oh, my God. Saw that show on the internet. Oh, my God. You're so good. Bitch, who is this?
You have any kids with her? Or any kids at all?
I don't have... And now I'm at the point where I want some kids. I'm like, you know, I'm walking down the street and like kids are making eye contact, like, hey, you can be a part of this. You can you can be walking somebody to kindergarten, you fat fuck. But no, you're going to a strip club.
Lori, would you have Faison's baby?
I was hoping.
See, there you go. Hey, see, that's another thing.
That would be a cute kid.
I think I'm going to end up with a white woman. I don't.
Isn't that the ultimate
What's
prize
your
for the brothers?
Well, no. I don't see no color. I just see attitude. Black women right now are so angry.
Wait, is your ex-wife black?
No, I don't know what the fuck she is. She's from South Africa. And when we first met her.
Oh, she's from South Africa.
Yeah, she was like at the Blicks. I was like, what the fuck? You Blick too.
That's word. Motherland. Right
Blick.
There.
Yeah, I met her in South Africa.
How did you warm up to her? Did you like, where'd you meet her in South Africa?
Yeah, I was shooting a film over there.
Oh, that's the move.
Yeah, and I was like, maybe everywhere I went.
Walking out of there?
That's what it sounds like when my dick comes out. Before a fat guy.
But your dick is actually singing it, right?
You're like, he's the big fat guy. He's the big dick.
And the sad part is, I saw your ass naked too. Everybody who saw Couples Retreat did. It's not like you did it before we started taping or anything. But
right, yeah. It was like, hey guys, come in this room real quick.
Well, it's dark.
Well, hold on. I don't want to get too far ahead. So you met her in
South Africa.
South Africa. So. Right. Like instantly were you into her? Like she know who you were?
It was
were,
kind of an instant thing. She kind of, yeah, the whole city knew. The whole country, like I was there doing a movie. So it was like everywhere you go, Mr. Love, how are you doing? Like, yeah. The fuck out my face.
What movie were you doing
at? It's a movie called Mr. Bones. It beat Harry Potter.
No shit.
Yes.
In what country? Like Yugoslavia?
South Africa.
In South Africa it beat.
The biggest film, you can look it up.
No shit.
Mr. Bones won. It beat Harry Potter, and there's another one.
Harry Potter sold 7 tickets, and Mr. Bones.
And Mr. Bones. Really?
Mr. Bones sold 8.
No, really. It was really.
That's really cool, man.
Bro, I like to brag. That's the one bragging thing.
Dust your shoulders off or
I'm
shit.
Like, yeah,
that.
By the way, I beat that fucking movie.
Well, that's what happened.
Africa.
I said, I want the guy from Mr. Bone in here.
Get the guy from the fucking
Get
Mr.
Me
Bones.
Mr. Bones himself. So where did you film Couples Retreat?
We filmed that in Bora Bora.
That's gotta be fucking
That's
awesome.
That's fucking awesome. I have a fucking great job.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
You're the fucking so, man, you
know,
bro.
But look at this. She's like, ooh.
I have your fucking
name.
Actually,
Bora Bora is fucking.
I mean, you say that to a woman, and we.
Oh yeah, so, it works. Yeah, trust me. You go. I'm bored. Would you like to go to Bora Bora
for the weekend? Just get on a plane.
Nice.
That is nice. So, nice. So when you went there and you were filming that movie, how much were you smoking then or no?
I tried to smoke a joint. That's so funny. A friend of mine, they were smoking. They're like, "Come on, you used to smoke." And it was just weird because there's water around, and I'm thinking sharks gonna jump up and
steal your
My
joint.
My imagination goes so fucking far.
Yeah, you get Pinoyed as shit when you don't smoke.
Yeah,
bro. Like, you hit an L after a long time, bro.
Yeah, shorten
your
paranoid.
Brain wakes up, and go. Huh? The water.
Pinoyed.
You said Pinoyed. You couldn't say paranoid.
Pinoyed.
He know what I mean. That's
well, yeah, we all knew what you meant.
That's how we say it in Westwood, man.
Pinoyed.
Pinoyed, man.
Now you were born in Cuba, but you grew up in Newark. Is that? Do I have that right?
We can't talk about that. No, actually,
that's the thing you don't want to talk about.
Tell the truth. We're
taking
tell
the hood
truth.
Out of him, man.
This is what happened. When I was in the seventh grade, my teacher wanted me to do a report on black whatever awareness, and she would tell us about the boats in Africa. I'm like, bitch, please, ain't nobody. And I was really researching this shit. Going, are you really trying to tell me that? You really think some white people built some boats, went to Africa, and came here, but they won't go to Harlem? Are you really trying to set this one off for me? She's like, where is it? Listen. She says, no. So then they tell me, they wanted me to do this book report on Dr. Martin Luther King. My father had marched with Dr. Martin Luther King, so I had already known everything. I said, that's too easy. So I saw a book on Fidel Castro, and I was like, I want to do a book on him. She's like, why? I said, because I'm Cuban.
So you're not really Cuban?
No, I'm not.
Dude, that's on your Wikipedia.
I know, because what happened was the guy that when I started, Earl, was working with me. He was doing my bio, and he goes, by the way, you're Cuban. I was like, fuck it. Everybody, I didn't get to change my name. So anyway, yeah.
So how many?
I hope that never changes. I want it to stay that.
I love it like that because it's like I really embrace their. For some reason, I embrace the whole Cuban experience. Like I'm the only one that really like knows. I don't know if you can say this in America. Can you say that?
Say whatever you want, man.
Fidel's not a bad guy.
I don't give a fuck what you're saying.
It's like he's like looking at her like, I am out of here. That just fucking did it for me.
I mean, propaganda's everywhere, so.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, so it's like, yeah, exactly. So if you I learned about what the struggle was, and basically he was like the Dr. Martin Luther King over there. He's like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. Because they have dark Cubans and white Cubans. And he's like, fuck that. You're all Cuban. I don't give a fuck what you look like. Matter of fact, you all drive the same shit. You're going to make the same amount of money. Fuck you. Yep. So I kind of like that. I mean, don't.
Well, I would
shit.
Like
Here
that if I was making your kind of money. I would like.
But it puts everybody on the same thing. You know, all the teachers come. A lot of doctors come from Cuba.
And baseball players.
Definitely a lot of baseball players.
Definitely.
So, all right. So let me back things
so
up.
So that's the truth about that. I had to, be honest.
I do like that that it was on there. How many people have seen that and you?
Everybody goes, "Soy cosas cogiendo la la." And I'm like, "Can I tell this person?" I was like, "I always want to tell somebody." Like, well, Earl put that on there.
They never gonna. Whether,
can you remember me in school telling them? Well, I'm.
So interviews and stuff. Like, people bring it up a lot.
They do, and I kind of brush it off. Like it just depends on, because it's all like some, we're all living some kind of fake profile. It's like everybody changes their name.
Even my fake profile sucks, dude.
I don't have one. It's just me. So I just like, hey, that's kind of cool. Create all this shit. We created a little story. He came here on a boat with 37 cents.
I didn't have the boat in the notes, so I'm okay on that.
Is there any perks? Like with just saying you're Cuban and shit?
No. I never say it. I never say, hey, I'm Cuban. Unless I want some pussy really bad.
Like, I'm Cuban, suck my dick.
By the way, don't ask Calero Ingo. Do you speak Spanish? Not really.
That's
I just do the.
I do, but I don't want to show up.
It's like, to me, if you look at Scarface, it's like the most racist movie ever.
It kind of is.
It's like, fucking fake, stupid Cuban acting. Niggas love it. Oh, Scarface! It's like,
they took that shit from I Love Lucy.
Yeah. Okay, Lucy, I fucking kill Lucy.
But that was really Fred, know that's how he was.
Yeah.
But they seen that and it made money, so they said, all right, we're going to make a gangster movie with that.
Well, that's
action.
Why, you know, I guess that's why the brothers love us so much, because it's all gangster.
They don't know any Cubans, I think. That's like, he was like, hey, want Al Pacino playing Roots? Y'all knew we'd get to see them?
I am Kuta Kinte.
I'm Kuta Kinte, you motherfucker.
You with me one more time, motherfucker.
Hey, you motherfucker, Kuta Kinte.
They can even have the young Pacino, too, because the young Pacino had a different voice. He was more like, I don't know, Pop.
Yeah, you know, right. He's fucking brilliant to get that off.
He was like Sofia Vergara, and then.
He's so fucking brilliant. It's like, okay, guys. And then it's Carlito Way. I'm like, what the fuck?
Carlito's Way was good, though, man. I like that shit.
Look, it, to me, it's just like, are you telling me there's no Puerto Ricans that can play that? It's like when I went to South Africa.
Yeah, but yeah.
We can't find one fucking Puerto Rican in New York to play this. What do you know?
Really gonna get fucking Mark Anthony to leave?
Hey, Al Pacino, you know that voice you did in Scarface? You think you can do it, Puerto Rican? I don't know. Let me see. I'll concentrate this for you, motherfucker. You. Conyo.
You're coming into it. I did hear you do a fucking good Bill Cosby. I heard your Bill Cosby's good.
I love, but, yeah. I love fucking around with Bill Cosby, because it's like, he used to work side by side with Bill Cosby.
You really?
Yes, I call him. You see, Garfield. listen. Can you hear me? Listen. I'm stuck on the toilet at the house, but the key is downstairs. Get the key, come up to the 14th floor, slide under the door some toilet tissue so I can finish what I'm doing.
Nailed it. Now, you doing voices is actually one of the reasons you got started in movies.
Yeah.
Because you nailed who I think is actually one of the most underrated and one of the best comedians of all time, which is Robin Harris.
Yes.
When you did Bebe's Kids.
Yes.
That, I mean, you nailed that voice to the point where...
Well, I knew Robin, so, and we were doing stand-up back then, not to cut you off.
No, go.
So, we would, we were doing stand-up, and he was, like, the big guy on the block. Like, so, you know, and to even get on the roster, you were considered, you know, like, a good comedian. So, but right. It was a hard... You know, black crowds ain't like the white crowds. It's just like, nigga, you better be funny.
Boo, you that's in 5 minutes.
Nigga, that's how you look. Yeah, come on. Minutes. And Robin was the funniest because he's like, fuck all you motherfuckers. <That's right>. Black motherfuckers.
He said, test tube, baby.
Yeah, exactly. The first time I went on stage, I bombed.
Oh, shit.
And Robin was the first one to say, okay, little fat nigga, get back. You got to be back here tomorrow, nigga. Better be back here tomorrow. Don't puss out now, nigga.
That's too close.
So the next day, I came back ready. Like, okay, motherfucker, I'm ready for these motherfuckers. And did a great job, and he's the first one that was like, all right, see, I told you, punk ass nigga, you told you, don't be scared of these niggas, they ain't nothing but niggas.
And he used to, and like, he would tear up a crowd. Like,
oh my God.
More so than many comics. Like, a lot of comics, either ignore hecklers or, you know.
They can't do it because the era that we came up in, you know, Garfield as well. Garfield, you know, when we were doing stand-up here, like, on the line, we just had to pick numbers over here at the comic strip. And so on my line was Adam Sandler.
Oh, God.
And who else was on the fucking line back there? It was Adam Sandler. You was on the line.
Chris was there.
Chris was there, but Chris Rock was already, he had just did something with Eddie, and he was kind of like, the guy.
Was it like Boomerang was the first
no,
one he was
no,
in?
No, this was in 86, baby. This was in 86, Boomerang.
Back then.
I was rolling in 80s. This was Chris did a thing called Uptown something. And Chris went on there. That's when he said he met a prostitute. And she said, for $100, I'll do anything. He said, "What? Clean, paint my house, bitch." It was like that echoed, like, ah! So he was like the man from then. So when I came here, it was only a couple of those clubs. They had the Comedy Cellar and that you can do, like, you know, same type of thing, pick numbers. I had met Colin Quinn in La Jolla, and he was like, when you're in New York, you know, I'll set you up. But in Harlem, they would do tryouts for the Apollo. Mm-hmm. And the holding room was the National Black Theater. That's where everybody would do all the pre-shit, all the pre, you know, like, you know, they was like, see, can you get on the show? Mm-hmm. And that became a comedy club, the Uptown Comedy Club.
It was a rough crowd, huh?
It was actually a supportive crowd. They wouldn't boo you. If you wasn't funny, they they wouldn't boo you. Right.
What's worse though? Would you boo in the silence? Got to be even worse in a way.
They both suck, but you know, like I've never been booed. Let me knock on this motherfucker.
Boo,
fucker!
What the fuck are you doing on guest,
motherfucker?
Get out,
Black Joe.
We gotta help the black people. The Black Joe bringing us down to the booing place.
I just wanted to break you in, so nobody. I got to say.
I've been really. I've had some rough crowds, but coming up through that whole Robin Harris. Black shit in a circle, whatever you want to. I performed in, you know, crazy places, and it gets you, you know, because what happens is a crowd can be like a finicky woman, like, oh, you gotta, oh, this is where she wants to go. Sit your ass down and take this dick.
There you go, Laura. You getting a glimpse?
Oh, this nice shirt,
dude. I got her sitting here. She usually sits over there. I hooked you up, man.
Thank you.
I hooked you up.
Damn.
I said, Faison's coming, Lori. T-shirt.
I was like, I'm literally T-shirt. My Larry King tonight.
Larry, fuck Larry King. I met Larry. We were at, where were we? You guys are like, don't say that.
I don't give a shit.
We were,
no hose bar.
Where the fuck were we at? What's the Rouse place in Beverly Hills? They have one.
The
here.
Grocery store?
No. It's, they roast the comedians club.
The Friars?
Friars.
Okay.
And he's a part of the Friars in Beverly Hills. And I was doing something, and I brought up somebody. And I actually brought up him. And I was a lady, Larry King, and his wife is fucking gorgeous. And I was like, Jesus, what the fuck?
This is when he had the blonde wife? Because he has like 37 fucking wives.
Yeah, I was like, yo. You need to do a show on how you keep that bitch.
Oh, that's easy. That's one word, money.
I was like, yeah, how are you fucking her? And he was mad as a motherfucker. This nigga disrespected me. I'm Larry King, damn it. Off to the hedges with this black boy.
What's the worst heckler experience you ever had? You ever like get into it?
Oh yeah. Okay, we're at Robin's Club, Comedy Act Theater.
So that's a tough one. The black club.
Sometimes what happens is the crowds co-mingle. You know, you have attorneys, doctors, and drug dealers. So what happens, this one guy, you know, they come in, they get a table, you know, they toast the wine, and ha, 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 we're bigger than life. Right. Ha, ha, fuck this guy on stage. And I was like, dude, if your dick was as big as your mouth, you have a date, and the crowd went crazy.
Oh, shit.
This is a stock joke. Right. What you say? I said if your dick was as big as your mouth, and you're stupid. I just went in on him. So then, you better be shut up. You better be quiet or something. Then I had to just get that one mama joke in. So I said something about his mama. Then the crowd just went.
Oh shit! Because they knew he was a drug dealer.
That's D Do.
What D Do?
That's D Do. You done fucked up and said something about D Do, mama. And nothing else was funny after then. Like niggas was getting their checks. Was, bitch, get your shit. It's gonna be some shit.
Should have cleared up.
I remember his whole positioning. Because he had on some cowboy boots that looked like they cost $5,000 and he just was tapping. And the other dude was like, so, and it went from a great like,
oh boy.
It's been a great night.
So he didn't say anything though?
Get off stage and I'm met by a guy named Rudy. Rudy goes, "Faze on, brother. Look here. I know you are a stand-up man." I'm like, "Yeah, what's that?" This brother here was felt he's insulted. They had the car. People, you know, in his eyes, I felt like it was about to go down.
Oh fuck!
Like, so I'm like, I said, what I need? What I need to do? What I need? You know, how can I fix it? You know,
right.
He's like, "Man, I mean, just pull up to the side." You know what I mean? So. The guy's name was Oscar. Brought him in, and it was like, "Oh shit, this nigga's gonna hit me, and I gotta let him kick my ass." It's nothing in the world knowing like this dude's gonna kick your ass, and you just gotta let him.
Because if you fight him back, you never.
You gotta fight 70 other people back. Then you gotta fight some bullets.
Yeah.
It's like shit. Okay, this motherfucker gonna hit me. So he come over. He go, "Look, man, you know I know you were doing your job, and I was a little disrespectful, but you said something about my mother. My mother just passed." And then I was like, "Oh, that's kind of fucked up." I was like, "Yeah, man, I didn't know your mother passed, man. I didn't mean that. And tell you what, brother, you know, just as men, next time you come in here, I got your round, I got your people's round, and you're on me." He says, "I appreciate that. But watch your motherfucking mouth."
Oh, of course. He couldn't just take
but
it.
But he did it where it was like, you did the right thing. And then from then we was always like, you know, I see him out, "Hey, that's my guy." Right. "Hey, that's my face." Blah, blah. So yeah, that was the one time that we got like, "Oh shit."
Yeah, I could see that getting rough.
Yeah, it was pretty.
So let's get to Friday for a minute, because
it's Thursday.
I mean, that's the one that people mostly know you from. I would say Couples Retreat even more is the bigger movie.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of bigger movies than that.
What's the biggest film you ever did?
Ooh.
Like biggest where, I mean, because
Elf.
Besides Godfather and Star Wars. Oh, Elf, that's right.
Elf,
yeah.
Elf is a big movie.
Yeah.
Elf.
You got to say, I'm only in Friday 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
But it's the greatest.
It's a great 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Bro.
It's like
Big Worm.
It's so, and it's not, and I remember when we first, they sent Chris Tucker and I to D.C. to Howard University to screen the movie. Mm-hmm. We're smoking weed, and he's like, Chris is like, "Oh shit, man, I hope this movie don't suck." And like, I was like, "I don't know." And this is a time we were together all the time. Mm-hmm. So we're together all the time, right? So they play this fucking movie, and we're sitting low in the seats, and I'm like, "Oh shit." And the people are going crazy, and I'm like, "What the fuck?" And they're like, "Let's leave." So we're sneaking out, and we're trying to go on down the corridor, trying to get the fuck out of the, and the crowd is going crazy. I'm like, "Oh, they booing this motherfucker. Damn, I'm just glad we left." And the lady meets us like, "Where the fuck are you guys going?" I'm like, "Oh, we just thought we, it's like, no, you got to sign these autographs." So Chris looks at me and like, "Oh, I guess we signed. How many people in line?" He said, "Fucking me, how many people in line?" So we turn the corner. It's the whole fucking theater. They run out of posters.
No shit.
Yeah. But we, when we first saw it, we thought, "We'll never work it out."
So you actually thought the movie sucked?
Yeah, we did.
After you saw it?
Yeah. I still don't get it.
No shit, really?
That's actually what made it a fucking great movie. It's just Friday in the hood, bro. If you're from the hood on Friday, yeah, you know what the fuck they meant when
see,
you
but like, I don't know any of that shit, and it's funny to me. It's a funny fucking movie.
But that's a movie that people pull out like every weekend someone's watching.
It's a blessing, really, because that's when the artist gets in his way. Like, we would have been, "I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do that," or, you know, whatever. But like, when I did it, I was just imitating somebody in my neighborhood that I know, a guy named Bird. Uh-huh. So that's how he used to, you know, that's how he used to collect his money. So yep. I was like, I know this nigga. So what?
And didn't you go into the audition acting that way?
I went into the back then. I used to hate fucking auditions. I was like, so I have to become the character. Mm-hmm. So in order for me to go in, I would have to go in as a character. So I went in, weed out, pants sagging, bitch move.
Even in like the lobby? Like
lobby, like what, nigga? You know, people talk, hey, Faison, what, nigga? Oh, sorry, he's... You know, mm-hmm. They was like, oh, that shit is awesome. I remember somebody said, that shit. I remember Kim Harden saw me going, oh, that shit is awesome. I was like, Kim Harden was the cast director. So let's bring you in now. I was like, so I sat down. I was like, yeah, what the fuck is going on? And he was like, okay, you ready to do the lines? Bitch. Like, it's, we had beepers back then. So I left the audition. And Chris was with me. Like, how you do, man? How you do? I was like, because Chris, back then we would go over shit no matter what. Like, we, you know, whatever. Because that was the thing. Like, going there as the character, then you ain't got to worry about acting. Just going there as the fucking character.
Right.
So, no matter what role. And he didn't want to go in and audition because D.L. Hughley and Dave Chappelle had stole a couple, you know. Chris was the hottest comedian back then.
So at the time, like, that was at his, I won't say his peak, but that's when he was starting to break.
Def Jam, everywhere we went, it was like, yo, you know, we was like Batman, and I was like, yo. So.
And Chris was your really good friend?
Yes, I knew him from Atlanta when he first got on stage. And you know, his cousin Yogi put on God Bless Us. So I was like, yo, my cousin funny too, man. And Yogi was put on. But, yeah, since he drove out to Atlanta with his girlfriend Kim, he did not want to audition because he thought Ice Cube was over with. Man, nobody get fucked by Ice Cube.
Really?
No, but shit. We were just doing it because I was a hustling actor.
Was this
the time.
Before or after Boys in the Hood? Was it like
this is after Boys in the Hood?
After Boys in the Hood. Yeah. Well, you would think that. I mean, that was
no, because it was a couple years after that, though. Right. Yeah, so it's like, and really, I mean, his music was
his music then. Yeah. No? Jumpstart his career at all.
I mean, I'm white, so to me, that's like, yeah, Ice Cube, I'm hot.
Was it before or after Anaconda? Because
way before Anaconda. He actually did Anaconda because of Friday, I think.
He started getting roles.
Yeah. Like, got snakes out here like this. Where these snakes come from? That was great, Ice Cube. Can you do it more? Just a little bit more blacker. Okay. You got snakes out here this big?
So Chris Tucker actually didn't want to do Friday.
He didn't want to audition because there was a show called something about some fucking messenger in New York that D.L. Hughley got. And he's like, man, they keep giving these goddamn shows these whack ass niggas. D.L. Hughley was like, he was just, you know, he's just a comic. But he had good representation. Chris mm-hmm. and I was just like, you know, two homeboys just kicking it. He was, you know, he's younger than me, but we would just, you know, we would really do drive around smoking weed and go to the mall. I remember one time we went to the mall and this and the security guard was chasing us, right? But walking, kind of following us, right?
Keeping an eye on you.
Yes. Right. So we kind of stopped at the little hot dog space, wait till he got in front, then we start walking, following his mother. He was mad. What are you doing? I said, what are you doing? So we would, trust me. But he was upset that D.L. Hughley and Dave Chappelle was getting a lot of fucking roles. And like Dave Chappelle made his living. I mean, he made a lot of money as getting pilots.
Right.
And, you know,
like,
that's
like development deal kind of shit.
Yes.
I mean, when he finally hit one, though, man, Chappelle's show is one of the fucking greatest shows.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But that was this was like, I'm talking about a span of 10 years or something. So
he got rich off pilots that made Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, matter of fact, his company was called Pilot Boy. No, really. If you look at his thing, it's called Pilot Boy. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It's like he was like.
It's like a.
It was him and there's another black skinny kid. What's the other the Cosby Show?
Who
on the Cosby Show?
Cockroach, you talking about?
No,
Cockroach.
The other Cosby Show.
Dougie Doug.
Was it Different World or something like that?
No, Dougie Doug was. He was like one of those. See, there's two type of niggas in Hollywood. There's the development type, and then there's us. And us are normally the ones that people like. You know, Tyler Perry is not a development, but he comes from the grassroots. Mm-hmm. Very seldom when you get like a, you know, they. Hollywood has a picture of what niggas should be like, and those niggas never make it. Does that make sense?
So in other words, their version is like the more watered down, like, family friendly.
It's like, let's create. They could never create a Tyler Perry,
right? Okay,
you see what I'm saying? Like, so.
And you can argue that people like Ice Cube and even Ice-T exactly. kind of drifted into that. Well, safe zone.
They became let's call a hunter when the hunter gets captured by the game.
All right,
it's like, do we want to work or do we want to? Because Ice Cube could have very well been like the first, you know, Tyler Perry. So, but they always tease Tyler Perry. I'm like, why the fuck are you teasing him? He's doing his shit. It doesn't have to be what we like, but it's his shit.
Right. I mean, other than him, who you got? Spike Lee?
Spike, you know.
I know you're not crazy about Spike.
I like, you know, Spike is funny because he's funny. And first time I met him, because he would come to the Comedy Act Theater to look at Robin Harris. He put Robin Harris in the movie, but way back then.
Yeah, like Do the Right Thing. He was sitting on, right at
exactly.
the...
Exactly. And he saw that, which is awesome. But I just don't like the, you know... Hey, you know, it's all bullshit. That's what it's all bullshit.
Like the preachy shit, you mean, or the
all this shit we do is fucking bullshit. It's like, you know, like I heard the Wayans talking about all this coons. They fucking can you fucking call somebody a coon, you motherfucker? You can't. He did a movie called Little Man, bitch. You talking about coons? I don't get it. So it's like, and I never hear anybody else but us do that because you know it's like I don't hear. You know, George Clooney, all these punk ass motherfucking Bob Thornton bitch mag doing that coon shit. It's really bull. It's all bull. It's just entertainment.
Right. See, you know? Like to me, like
it's a magic
show. Look, I'm as white as it gets, right? And I connected. You know, I hadn't seen Friday at this time that I'm about to bring up, but the first time, and this brings up your whole association with Jon Favreau. Mm-hmm. The first time that like you really literally connected with me and I was like, that guy is fucking great, was Made. Okay.
Well, that was, wow, damn.
Okay, Made, I remember it was right here in the city and I was a big fan of Swingers, like a lot of people were. That shit was a hit.
Wow.
And I love that movie and I went to see Made and it was only playing in a couple of theaters and this was one and I came to the city just to see it.
Wow.
And I remember like you really killed in that movie and Vaughn killed in that movie. Everybody was really, really, I'm surprised that didn't take off more than it should have, because I thought it was a great movie, but
I think it was ahead of its time, and it wasn't. That's why I love my brothers, because they say fuck it, you know, John Envy say fuck it, we're Mavericks, and we did the deal for that at Puffy's restaurant right here.
No, Justin's right used to be right over here, right, and they closed it down. I think
exactly
somebody got capped or some shit, and they had to close it.
Happens. Tyler Perry, that fucker. Madea comes through capping. What happened was Chris Tucker was supposed to be in the movie, but Chris was doing Rush Hour. His head was too fucking. I'm like, Chris.
Oh, so it was to be you, Favreau, Vince Vaughn, and Chris Tucker. He was going to be the Puffy's part.
Yes.
What, P. Diddy? Or yes. I don't know what he's now. What he is now? He changed it too much for me to keep track.
So he's like, man, I don't know him. I was like, man, fuck you. It's gonna trust me. We got the money to do it. We're gonna be in New York. We love New York. It's gonna be like, you know, the whole shoot was like 21 days or something like that. It's gonna be awesome. Let's do it. Man, this is when Chris started getting weird. Man, I don't know these motherfuckers, man. Shut the fuck up. We'll just get Puffy, bitch. Yeah. So we got Puffy, then Puffy has a shootout.
Oh, shit.
But then
he, that was when he in the club with J-Lo at the time. And that was right when you had signed them.
That's right when we.
It's actually good timing, actually.
But it's free press.
Well,
the studio never thinks
so. The studio was like, will there be bullets on the set?
If it goes well.
But it was awesome. You know, Buffy was, Sean was, it was.
He was perfect,
Came to work, you know, it was good. So,
yeah.
That was the first time someone ever said, hey, you're talented. I'm going to write a script. This is your script. This is you.
Yeah.
And John did that while we were doing Replacements.
So that's where you met him, Replacements. That was the football movie, right?
Yeah, we were doing that, and he hated the fucking movie. He talked about it now. John, we have fucking fun.
Why did he hate it?
Because he was coming from doing starring roles. He was doing Marciano, and it was something else he was doing. He was lost all this weight, and he was muscled out. And
That's gone.
He's coming back, actually. Believe it or not. Yeah, he's coming back. He and they told him, no, you're not going to be bunched in with all these niggas. That's what you're not going to be. And when he got, as soon as he got there, give me five, because it was like a real camp.
Oh shit!
So and I, one day we was running. It was hot in the motherfucker. I said, wait a minute, bitch, this is a movie. The fuck are we doing? I was like, Tom Cruise didn't go to fucking start. They didn't have to go to space to do Star Wars, motherfucker. This is all make believe. What the fuck are we running and doing all this bullshit for? And I had a whole big revolt. And Keanu was even going, hey, what the fuck are we doing? What are we doing, push-ups? This is gonna be stunt. And it just so happens, I had to do. They couldn't find a stunt guy to do my shit, so I had to really do my shit. So, you know, people would come in with fucking shit on their head. Oh, it was a long day, and he wasn't even acting. It was just
two really playing football, pretty.
Yeah,
much.
Yeah, we were fucking playing football.
Man, shit.
But it was kids. We were drunk, having fun. You know, you work out, then you get upstairs and fucking lobsters and steak. And cheerleaders is like, oh, what? I'm going to fucking have a steak and a blowjob? I'm not complaining about this.
So do you, I mean, when you, could you have seen in John, like, what he's become? I mean, Iron Man?
I always, because he was always, I always saw that. Like, he's always, like, I'm out. I'm like, John, let's go. Let's go downstairs. They had a little bar downstairs we would drink. He's like, no, I'm working on the script. I'm like, fuck that script.
Yeah, come here.
I mean, one time he brought his script downstairs. He's like, I'm just down here because Reese Iffens was there, and he was my other party animal. Okay. You know who he is?
No, I don't know.
Oh, my God. He's in the new Spider-Man.
Okay.
He plays the guy with the one arm.
I haven't seen it yet.
But yeah.
But he'll be easy to find.
Yes. But he's, you know, he was in Notting Hill, the guy in the draws.
Oh, okay. So he's
Reese Iffens. It's funny. He's like, so he would wake us up with a beer at 10 in the morning. Go, Face, come on, let's go downstairs and get some eggs and bitches. So we would, you know, it was just a motley crew. So it was, you know, and then Keanu was one of the guys, and Favs was like, if I was directing this, I'd be shooting this way. And so I was like, yeah, fuck that. But thank God he was always had that.
The drive, yeah.
Yeah, to have that, you know, vision. And then he goes, you know, so, you know, and Vinny too. Vinny was the cowboy, you know, we were all cowboys.
So when you had, go ahead, what are you saying?
It's just a different era now. They don't like the cowboys.
No,
they like the
the people doing
the models.
Yeah, I know.
Where's the gun?
Channing Tatum and everybody.
Fuck, yeah. The fuck is it?
So, dude, yeah, I would go see that Magic Man if you were in it, bro.
Then now we got a movie.
There you go. There you go. But so, I mean, that you meeting Jon Favreau, that had to be, that had to help your career big time because.
Well, it did because it didn't happen like that. It happened like Jon was, we used to call Jon the principal. Mm-hmm. Because he was like, come on, man, you can't get in trouble. FaZe, I'm like, dude, what are you talking about, man? This is rock and roll. You know, he'd be the first one. The first one I call, he's there. You know, even Vinny is like, you call Vinny, he's like, boom, he's, you know. So, but Jon is always more the principal, you know, let's get all this in line. And to both, yeah, for sure. Because trust me, when they call me to do Elf, they were doing, I'll tell you how that happened. Mm-hmm. We were around the corner shooting the second one of Dinner for Five, which is something like this.
Okay, yeah, I've seen it. It was on like IFC or something.
And
right?
Spielberg's ex-wife was on. Please don't let me forget. Amy.
Amy Irving.
Yes. And she's so nice and so beautiful. And Jon goes, look, I'm doing this movie name called Elf. I would like to hire different people, like, you know, but I can't. And she goes, are you kidding me? Faison would be great in Elf. Are you fucking kidding me? I would like to see him as an elf. He says, yes, but the studio would not.
So, and the studio was really saying no to it?
Yeah, the studio was like, fuck, yeah.
Big black fucking elf.
Yeah. What the fuck? A nigger elf? What are we going to, chocolate Sunday? Chocolate Christmas. Here we go. You know, like, it's a chocolate Christmas. Here comes ribs. Ribs and Santa.
Hang a rib from the tree.
Hang a rib from the mistletoe.
The star on top is a big hubcap.
It's
right,
like it's a big gold chain. It's Flavor Flav and shit. So we finished rapping here. I go back to California. He goes, Faison, you won't believe this. They wanted Wanda Sykes to do the role of this. She wants too much money. I don't know what the fuck it was, but she doesn't want to do it. I was like, what did you do it? I was like, fuck yeah, let's go. Let's go have fun. So you know how to read the script? I read it later. I'm not a big fan.
I'm an elf.
That.
I get it.
I get it. I thought I was an elf. And I was like, hey, I'm not a fucking elf. I work in the store.
Right, yeah, they had you in the store.
He's like, yeah, I told you to read it. Yeah.
You showed up to the audition in character in the elf outfit.
I was like, there's no auditions no more. So we get to Canada. We shoot it in Canada. And we're in, you know, I get it what it is. I said, oh, I can kill this. This is. Pick out the outfit and got, you know, I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. And because Wanda was supposed to do it, they had a badge that said Wanda. So I was like, I'm keeping my name's going to be Wanda. So my character's name is Wanda.
That's why it's Wanda.
Well, yeah, because Wanda was supposed to do it.
It's a great fucking high movie.
Oh, no. That,
you
that,
smoke and watch that shit.
You know, but not only that, like that movie, there was a big series of Christmas movies in the 80s, like Christmas Story and stuff like that, that were big. But since
Peter
then,
Billingsley produced that movie.
He did.
Yes, he did.
See that shit? That's because I'll tell you, after
and
that,
in the movie.
What holiday movies really, I mean, you had fucking Tim Allen trying to be Santa Claus for 36 man. Movies.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right, but Elf is the one that's...
Give me that dog. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yeah, you fucking asshole.
And Sinbad goes, hey, Sinbad. Hey, give me the dog. Black guys.
Sinbad, there's the example that you're looking for. Sinbad.
Right.
But yeah, but Elf is becoming one of those movies that they play every single year.
I'm
you
really
get residuals from that shit?
Yes, we do.
Nice. That's got to be sweet.
Yes, we do.
Which movie did you get paid the most for out of all of them?
The residual wise?
Just in general. Like, would you say, damn, I
paid. I pay Couples Retreat.
Couples Retreat?
It's an escort, you know. And I own a piece of May.
You do?
Yeah, that was the thing. Like, we don't have no money, so we're going to do it. The guy's like, hey, You get the backing and all that stuff like that. So
I contributed $22 to you, brother.
Hey, listen.
Can I have it back?
It's my...
That's a black thing, yo.
Fucking guy here.
That's some black shit right there.
Fucking guy here. It's been one movie and I told everybody. I was like, yeah, this movie... I went on television. I went on the TV...
Dinner for Five.
Dinner for Five. I said, listen, this movie's going to suck. I'm telling you. This was the day before the... premiere.
Because Made was?
No. Oh. This movie, this is one movie that it's called Torque. I was like, look.
You know it?
Yeah. And it was, and since then I made up with the director. I saw him on a plane. He was like, Faison, you talked about me so bad. I was like, you wouldn't fucking listen. But then I was like, and I felt so bad. I was like, look, man, let's sit down and have dinner. Why am I, you know, he's a nice guy. Excuse me, Joseph Kahn. I was like, he's a nice guy. I went in on him. But I was like, I just, what it is you know you're a director and you're too lazy to put all the components together.
You're going to have to apologize to him again. There you go again, but go ahead. You started the thought. You got to finish it.
No, I was saying, you know, I know deep down I'm a director, mm-hmm. but to put all that stuff together, you write the script, you get the money, you do the thing, and then hopefully you get to shoot it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, that's long division. You know, show me the titties and let's get this thing going.
Lori.
Oh, get on it.
She's like, my cue.
No. All right. Well, we're going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back with Faison, the man.
Jazz. All right, we'll be right 3.8.
Nice. Went to Jenny Craig. I went to Jenny Craig and they gave me all this food. Because when you go to Jenny Craig, they're going to give you all this food. So, I got the food. I was like, this shit good. I know it's supposed to last all week. I eat that shit right here. Oh, this shit good. Stop by Popeyes. I need something to wash down. I need something to wash this shit down. I went back. I said, let me get some more food. He said, you weren't supposed to eat all the food. I said, shit, I can't eat this shit once a week? Once a week? You crazy, bitch? I'm supposed to eat this one meal? Are you out of your motherfucker? Who eat this shit? Where the fuck is Jenny? Well, we ain't seen her. Where is Jenny? Jenny done disappeared because she big as a motherfucker. She's a fat Popeyes eating bitch. But she don't want you to know. She ain't dead. Why she won't do her own commercial? Should have got Monica Lewinsky to do the shit. You know why? Because she's a fat biscuit and rice eating bitch.
Lori, where do you buy all of those sexy clothes that you have?
Amazon.
You go to Amazon for everything?
Everything.
Panties?
Check.
Bras?
Check.
Thongs. Suspenders.
Suspenders? Dude, you're going in the wrong direction.
Sorry.
Well, if you're going to buy something online, why not buy it at Amazon, Lori? It's a great way to help support Riotcast and the Glory Hole, a.k.a. the Glory Hole Podcast. And if you do, go to riotcast.com/theglory hole and click on the Amazon button before you shop. And the reason why I want everybody to do this is because every time you go through our page and you click on the Amazon link and then bookmark it, because that's what you should do, once you bookmark that, everything you buy from Amazon helps us. We get a piece of it. We get some money. We get some fucking booze. We can get people like Faison drunk and have a good time. So I want everybody to go, and there's no cost to you, and Amazon has some great pricing options for electronics, apparel, computers, books, DVDs, groceries, and more. So thanks again for supporting the show. Go to riotcast.com/theglory hole. Click on the Amazon button before you shop. So the next time you go ahead and buy something, where are you going to buy it?
Amazon.
How are you going to get there?
Glory hole.
There you go.
Glory hole, glory hole, stick it in the hole. Glory hole, glory hole.
God damn!
Glory hole, glory hole, stick it in the hole. Glory hole, glory hole.
God damn! In the glory hole, I got a
fist full of benzo, start working that pole. Where my dogs at? Yo, where is my crew? Cause we up in this glory, hold on, we know how to do. We about to buck, about to get fucked. So bring on the sluts, take a pure, no cuts. Cause vibes on the mic, I have you laughing all night. Franco's off the chain, my niggas going insane. Big Miz handles business, you know you can't miss this shit right here. With the whiskey and the beers, 40 love in this piece. I wear no glove on my piece, I never tasted defeat. I stay hard for a week, cause I'm rapping this shit. You can't handle this, you shoot to aim to miss. Your lyrics stink like piss, but I don't feel no diss from you, I just feel pity. In the glory hole, bitch, I fucking rule this city.
Glory hole, glory hole, stick it in the hole.
All right, we are back. Apparently, your entourage is a big fan of the name of the show, Glory Hole. That's your entourage to me, man. Was there any hesitation in doing the show when you saw the name was a Glory Hole?
I don't even know what that means.
I
swear.
You seriously don't. That's why he's here.
It's like either a glory hole or a fucking, you got a shit.
A glory hole is... And it used to be a long time ago just the gay community because they pioneer everything. But now it's pretty much universal. It's a hole in a bathroom stall for a dude to put his dick in.
Get the fuck out of here.
And on the other side, somebody either sucks it or fucks it.
Why it's the pipe. I was like...
Right, that's why it's a microphone coming out of the hole.
I thought it was just like, hey, you know what I thought? I thought it was just like a cheesy way of having a TV show in a bathroom stall. That's what they're doing. I swear.
Gotcha.
I swear. Yeah, I was like,
yeah,
so
right.
Her nipples got hard, but she's like, oh, Gloria.
Well, like, my name does rhyme with it, so.
Yeah, Lori.
Glory hole, big titties. I swear.
You really didn't know that.
I swear to God.
The glory hole.
Wow.
I swear to God.
So that's the thing. We got to get people who are in movies that have no idea what a glory hole is. Because we'll never get actresses on here just because of the name of the show. It'll never happen.
It means they're hiding something.
Yeah, probably doing glory holes on the side.
I was like, what, really? You're like, okay, bitch.
But it's true. What kind of watch you got, bro? That's a nice watch.
So, you know.
That's a fossil.
That's nice. Fossil.
She's got some zingers.
Yeah. That's a nice watch, brother.
Thank you.
See that? See what happens when you're in the movies? You get a nice watch.
Glory hole. Now, glory holes is just... Wait. Oh, all right. Okay, let's go back.
All right, so I'll give you a couple of examples of what a glory hole would be. Rest stops back in the day used to do that. When the gay dudes used to go to rest stops, they would put their dick in the hole.
Well, they had one in Porky's, right?
I guess that's, you know what, that maybe kind of, in Porky's, he did, there was a hole there they were looking through and he stuck his dick in.
Wait, but they can't fuck through concrete?
No, it's not necessarily concrete, bathroom partitions. Like, you go to a bathroom.
The metal? They put their dick through the metal?
They put tape in it. They put tape through the hole to protect it. Like, I'm not saying that this happens in fucking...
That's a lot of fucking work.
It is a lot of work.
And you don't know what's on the other side. That's the excitement.
Well, that's the fear.
And I love women.
Well, you better hope it's a woman.
Remember Scary Movie when Sean put his ear to the bathroom?
Hey, come sit down for one second.
All right.
Here, wait.
Remember,
what's
that?
Yeah.
Come on,
man down.
Glory,
come on, Joe.
Mics and shit.
This is what happens when Joe gets stoned before we do a show.
Dropping mics.
Wait, you want to sit down for a second?
Black Joe.
Go. The entourage is coming in for a second.
Can I take a picture of the shirt? I mean,
face on. Yeah. Remember the movie Scary Movie when Sean put his, he was in the bathroom and he put his ear to the bathroom stall wall and they put the dick through his ear and came out the other one. That's the glory hole.
Wait, you were in one of the episodes of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the Invincible one, which is fucking great.
Yeah.
It's Donovan McNabb, quote unquote.
No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. All right, motherfucker, stop running. But I don't know if you watched some of the other shows, but there's one episode that revolves around there's a glory hole in the bathroom downstairs.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, it's
glory hole.
But there's a big difference between glory hole and Lori hole.
Right.
The difference isn't that big.
Huh?
it's a lot more appealing to somebody like my man Faze on, right?
Yeah, those.
Where would you take a... You know what? Hold on a second. I want you... Do me a favor. I want you to woo Lori right now. Alright, I want you to woo Lori.
Lori. What would I really do to her? Yeah, what would like, I really, if I wanted to fuck her for really, what am I saying?
Just
am I just meeting her? Or have I known her for
all right, the scenario is, yeah, you're at a lounge because you want to be too loud. You're at a lounge and you see her and she asks you if your seat's taken and just sits down.
Okay.
Does she know he's phase on love or no?
Yes.
She does. Okay. All right. Go for it, brother.
The seat taken?
Now it is.
It's a nice
you look
watch.
Thirsty.
It's phase on love.
I'm gonna fuck these bitches.
You the smooth guy.
Oh yeah. You look parched.
Thirsty.
Oh, that's phase the way I like love. It.
Phase on
what's your
love.
Name?
Lori.
That's my name.
No, I like that.
I'm just joking. What do you want to drink?
Oh, you did the swing and snap.
Somebody get the waiter here.
Smooth.
I'll have a glass of champagne.
Champagne. A bottle, please.
He wants a give bottle.
Give me your best.
He got money like that.
Champagne, please. Yes. A bottle, please. One glass. I'll share a glass with you.
Thank you.
Two straws. A phase on a lorry.
Is that a summer dress you're wearing?
Actually, just a t-shirt and suspenders.
Wow.
Some of this and some of that.
It's really hot.
It is hot.
You know what? My car windshield is dirty. And if I can use your panties just to clean off the windshield.
I was hoping you were going to say
he
that.
He wants a titty wash.
I just want to use your panties just because of the rearview window. I just want to clean them off. And trust me, I mean, I'll compensate you. But more than that, let's take a walk on Fifth Avenue with our champagne. And I know this place. It's all good.
He wants to get arrested drinking in public.
Let me just clean the car first.
Well, the seats are going to be dirty, baby.
My middle name is Dirty.
Skate, 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 skate.
Damn, I'm doing sorry. I mean,
the seats are dirty. That's what you got.
The seats are gonna
be dirty.
It seemed
like it was working.
You liked it, right?
Yeah.
Trust me.
You like you because you're in the groove.
This is why Garfield's in the Entourage.
Yeah,
this
dude, you nailed it.
We don't have an Entourage.
But you know.
It's just me and Shazam. I mean,
Shalim.
Shazam.
That's all you need, man. You got him following your MC.
I feel like Garfield does that at Hillstone, too.
You just follow him around everywhere.
Side of mashed potatoes.
I'm his theme music. That's all I do. I'm his theme music.
Face on the craft service now.
We need another lemonade.
Face on said, watch out for the belly.
It's so great.
Oh, that is hilarious. Was you wooed a little bit?
A lot bit.
Ooh, that was just like the little. I'm
Jersey girl.
I love like fucking Newark. Jersey and DC girls. Jersey girls are the fucking best.
What do you like the best about Jersey girls?
They're just so big fucking hair. Real. They're fucking real. They big walk bush. Real. They got a fuck. You ever seen a Jersey girl walk?
We got Easy Pass on us.
Sing!
Easy Pass on that ass.
Ain't no tokens here.
Easy Pass. Are you going down the turn?
Yeah.
Went down a turnpike.
I think that, you know
I'm
what?
14C.
Whatever, they look good to me. And I'm not a titty guy, but yours look perfect. Like, because the nipples are, you know, are perfect.
Well, I'm in a room
for just like
dogs. Is not looking at her. I was
trying to act like I was looking at her microphone. But I was looking at her microphone.
Let me see.
Oh my god.
Blackberry.
Listen, if there's some kind of connection between you two and shit goes down, I gotta be part of your entourage. That's gotta be the deal.
Can you sing like
I'm like an Amish father. I'm like hey selling her off.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Faison was talking to me earlier. We was driving down here. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how he does not think that he will be marrying or spending the rest of his life with a black woman.
Right. That's true.
You're down with the, you want a white woman now?
No. I think he wants a child.
Well, he's got to be careful because he doesn't want any backlash from the sisters.
No.
Fuck them. I'm tired of them. This black girl says, you know what? We date white women. I said, well, you know what? That's good. Black men has had white men in their ass all their life. Now let's see what you know. I mean, black men had a white guy flitting his ass all his life. Now let you get a taste of it.
Time for the Mandingo.
He wants a light skinned kid with good hair. So
now I want the corniest family. I don't want not the white girl that knows all the black people. Oh yeah, that's RZA, bitch. Oh, that's Tupac. I get it around. That's my song. That's my song. I don't want that. I want the one like, gee, what's going on over
like
here?
At the club.
Yeah, yeah. I want the white girl bumping some. This right here. Hey, let's have fun. Let's fucking do it. Yeah. You know those white girls that throw up everywhere. Blah! Oh my god, I've been working all week.
So you want a white woman?
I want a non-confrontational.
Right. So you want a white woman?
Yeah, or Chinese.
Chinese is a whole different story, man.
I don't know. I figured out in my, because I just turned 44, I figured out, okay, I don't like her, because, you know, black women love drama. They love you, you know, just wake up, bitch, wake up, throw some water on her, set the house on fire.
What's wrong? What's going on?
Nothing, bitch. I just want to do that.
I miss water all over. What's going on? It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Oh, I love this nigga. I love him.
Let's fuck.
You can't come home tomorrow. Honey, there's enough money in the bank account for you and the children, and you're going to take the ice cream. This old punk ass nigga won't meet it in his ice cream. Old safe nigga trying to plan for the future. What kind of shit is that, nigga? Get some Scotto. What?
Why can't I give you ice cream? It's you know, I love you.
I had a friend that went to the beach and saw this rock. He found a blue rock. I think it's glass. It looked like a blue. And he gave it to his wife, and she cried. I was like, she's like, oh my god, it's out of the blue. We were walking on the beach. he gave her the blue rock. He said, look what I found on the beach. And she's like, oh my god, this is not like a big like, oh my god, but like all that was so
teared up.
Yeah, like teared up. I'm like, damn. I mean, what the fuck is going on here? This bitch is crying over a blue fucking rock. You know, if I bring a blue rock, my bitch, nigga, pop, just fuck you want me to do with this, nigga?
It's a blue rock, baby. It's a blue rock.
It ain't diamond. It's like, okay. It's like, you know, but yeah.
All right. Well,
not all black women, just the ones I date.
See, but the, you know, the, and you mentioned like Asian, like I see sometimes.
I never dated a white woman or an Asian.
Never.
No.
Boy, you'd be the first. Be pioneer.
She's hot.
She's
hot. Boldly go or no other white woman.
I would explain to the community for him if he.
Oh, you would be like.
He would have a press conference.
Hey.
Excuse me. He actually wants a son. He wants a family together.
He still respects the sisters.
It's radio. If you've seen this bitch, you'd understand.
He still hasn't recovered from Whitney.
Blame it on Whitney.
She's the white girl that white guys hate when we get them. She's one of them. You understand? So he took the pledge.
Most black girls don't care. Like, if some black guys that white black girls don't care. Yeah, you can have him. Like, I'm one of them. You can have FaceTime. I ain't tripping on him. You can have him. You have 10 of them niggas. Him and Rick Ross, you can keep them. I ain't even fucking about him.
He's got Lori, dude. He's fucking got Lori. Let's get him. Fucking Lori, man.
Lori home. Lori ho ho.
Fucking Lori's hole, man.
What happened? The outsider.
Right.
Lori ho.
I like your impression of like angry white guy. Like, hey man.
That's Garfield.
It's like
I'm around white people. I grew up in San Diego in the Bronx. Right. So like,
in Cuba.
At Goa. So I was like, I dude, man. It's like I know.
Dude, I had so much to talk to you about, and at some point or another, I could be here for 5 hours. So we'll. There is one thing.
You should have the key music. Dude, it's time for the nigga to leave.
Well, not yet.
I had so much. Yeah, yeah.
You said so much.
Yeah, Lori's titties and nibbles. They're hard.
I had pictures. We were going to have you draw them for us. And
constantly.
Actually, you know, one thing that we
staring
do.
Staring at the brother.
So you done started him.
That's all right. That's all right. Give him his own
look
show.
At Black Joe over there like, damn, what the fuck my job?
I got him. Nah, he's fine.
He's all high.
He's so high he didn't even know he was on the show before, bro. I'm going to be like, you know you met Big Worm, right? No shit.
What? When is he coming down?
Yeah, when is he coming down? You familiar with Inside the Actor's Studio?
Yes,
the
I
television
am.
Show.
That's a pretty funny show.
All right. You know at the end of the show when James Lipton rattles off 10 questions? To
yes.
the actors.
Yes.
All right, we have our own glory hole version.
Uh oh.
And
uh-oh.
You are an actor. And
kinda.
We're going to do that with you now. All right? Because this is how we roll. And it was between this or all the shit about you on TMZ. So this is the best way to go. That's a whole other show, motherfucker.
That is.
You really threw somebody's pocketbook out the window?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I got to answer
you.
I did.
Wait, I didn't hear that.
He threw a woman's pocketbook out the window.
Your ex-wife's?
No. This fucking girl. I used to have an office space because I was production. So I had an office space. And oftentimes, there would be nothing going on in there. So a friend of mine, Carl Payne, motherfucker. He goes, FaceTime, I'm doing your play. I was like, okay, that's good. But we got kicked out of our rehearsal space. I was like, and you want to use my office because I had a huge space where you can, you know.
Mm-hmm. Carl Payne from Martin.
Yes.
Yeah. Black guy.
So they come up there and, you know, they're just a rowdy bunch of, and I'm like, Jesus Louise. So apparently he didn't pay this girl. Mm-hmm. So just like you have an office here, you know, right. He didn't pay this girl. So she came up there cussing. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? She's like, motherfucker, you better pay me. And I'm like, listen, I don't know how they do it in your part of the city, but we're on Wilshire. Please. You don't tell me what the motherfucker do. He owes. I know he owes you money, but understand, this is my office. Please.
Chill out.
Chill the fuck out. She was loud. Like, she was. Mm-hmm. I go back into my office and she goes at it more. So I go in and I goes, where's her purse? And he goes, one thing you can't touch is a black woman's purse. Oh, hell no. I was living in like a studio apartment with a $7,000 purse.
They doing it. I'm doing it, boo. Okay.
Won't you do some fucking furniture? Impress me with a fucking couch. So I said, where's her purse? And everybody points at her purse. I open the window. Are you on the sixth floor?
Yeah, fifth floor.
We're on the sixth floor. And I go,
threw it out the window.
And I go back, and she goes, you don't know me. You don't know me. I'm going to get my brother. She calls her brother up there right now. Mind you, I have a bit of a reputation of, you know.
Well, yeah, there's about four or five incidents, we'll put them. We'll call them altercations.
Yeah, people maybe. Always like, it's never in the tough cities. It's always, I'm Sunset. It's like, really? You know, FaceTime was in Harlem, had a great day. FaceTime was in Chicago, Cabrini Greens, and had a great, you know, but off Sunset, these people get tough. So, I throw the purse out of the thing. I'm back in the office. I'm actually having a meeting about a TV show or something. A friend of mine, Mark Brazil, comes up there, and he's at this time he's writing the hottest show on fucking television. It's the '70s show. So,
oh, okay, yeah.
So, you know. So I'm, you know, Mark's his office. He's like, so he pop, 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 pop. I'm like, oh, fuck that. It's her brother now. He's got a pole. He's going to whip my ass. And I'm like,
a pole?
Yeah, he's got some fucking steel pole. I'm like, oh, fuck this. Excuse me, Mark. But motherfucker! So the security guards come get me, and the lady who owns the building is like, I don't know these, none of these niggas, but Faison. Faison's going to be up there. And, she was, Grace was her name, and she was such a, so that's what happened. I had to pay $20,000 for that.
And it's amazing what winds up in a TMZ article is completely different.
It's always.
First of all, they said you threw the wrong purse out the window first.
Well, how, hey, that's not, that purse is not, first of all, how does that even fucking news?
Right, that's the, well, yeah, that's a whole other conversation, right?
Yeah.
They said that, and then they said that you tried to make sexual advances at her, which I guess was her bullshit story to fuck you up.
Exactly.
Right,
and if you read, I had a lawyer call me and apologize, because he read the, what they filed. He says, I have to apologize on behalf of all of the attorneys, for the attorney who actually filed this. Because it was really like, really? It was like, the story was made up and just like, well, what? You know, it was just made, that's what happens in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So you're a target. And unfortunately, I'm not the best guarded person because I'm just a regular guy.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, and, you know, I was younger then. I think I was 35 or some shit like that. I was, and I, you know, it's like, I don't give a fuck what you're going to sue me. And people can sue you for that.
Just for anything at this point.
It's like, in the best way, this is the best way. Don't go to court. Take the default.
Joe does that all the time.
You take the default, because I'm telling you, the default's going to be cheaper than the fucking thing.
So if you don't show up for the...
Listen, here's a problem.
Okay.
Some guy says, hey, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you go, you think you're smart, I'm going to go get the $100,000 attorney. Wrong. You know what that means? Right. You have fucking money.
Right.
To dig.
Right.
Because... the cheaper, the more expensive the attorney, the more the retainer, the more everything. And he's selling you a bag of bullshit. Oh, you better, this is going to bull.
He's trying to cash in on you. Yeah,
of course, but they all know they can't go anywhere because it's bullshit. They all know it's not, first of all, if the police don't have you in custody, it's nothing.
Right.
So it's really nothing. So then it becomes, because literally, Chris Brown, right? Mm-hmm. Beats this girl's ass. Something happened. He was in custody. Let go. Mm-hmm. But something else happened there.
You think so? Like, what do you think happened?
Because they let him go.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why.
That's true.
Because they let... You don't beat motherfuckers' ass and get let go.
Yeah.
Something happened there where it just being... No matter what... They don't get OJ and say, you free, nigga. You going to court. They don't pick you up like, OJ was running for a reason. Like, they ain't letting me go.
So I'm going to keep driving until I hit the water.
I'm getting the fuck up out of here. You know. So they kept, and then you're going to go. Trust me. But... The bullshit comes when they want to arrest you and then go, hey, so and so is being detained, da 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 da. But then it's like, what is he really being detained for? You know.
Yeah. And what do you think TMZ gets the story from? From the lawsuit or from the?
No, from the they get fed. It's all they get fed. They, I mean, they had my picture, what you call it?
The mugshot?
Yeah, they had my mugshot.
Oh, shit, I wish I could have got that beforehand. Sorry.
No, it's online. I had it as my, what you call it? At one
I got
time.
It in my wallet. Right, you got it?
So it's like...
That's your boy right there selling you
out. And it's like they never tell the whole story, but their job is to tell news. I mean, I don't know what the fuck it is.
It sells. All right, oh, wait, I was James Lipton. I forgot all about it.
James, then you got into the provocative.
The questionnaire embedded by the great Christopher Fortney for his series Le Glue True Radio. Faison Love.
In 1490.
Actor extraordinaire.
TMZ specialist.
Are you ready for these questions?
Yes.
Are you circumcised?
Hmm.
Think about it.
Sometimes.
What does that even mean?
I learned how to work it. No, I'm not. But that
it's just so big. There's so much skin anyway.
Well, this is a big cock. A lot of fucking dick down there.
All right, well, this is pretty obvious. But what is your favorite drug?
Drug? Mm-hmm. I don't do drugs anymore.
What was your favorite drug?
Oh, weed back weed. Then. Back then, that's the only drug I ever fucking did.
If you, weed. All right, Joe, you don't have to cheer for it in the bag. Joe's like you. If you could fuck anyone in the world, who would it be?
Lori.
I knew it.
Saw that coming. Saw that coming.
He wants to fuck Lori.
Lori,
can it happen right now? When I get in that elevator, it's going to be Beyonce, Rihanna, some other motherfuckers with big titties, man. Can we work that out right now? Anybody in Puerto Rico?
If you could punch anyone in the face, who would it be?
The cop that said he was gonna shoot the first lady.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh,
good
puck,
choice. Yeah, what? You know what? They're all over Obama, man.
They're like, how the fuck do you say that and get a desk job?
Yeah.
Like, the fuck? I can't even repeat those. I wouldn't want to repeat those words.
You know, whatever people think about Obama one way or the other, right. President Obama, the disrespect that he... I've never seen a president get the disrespect
you
that he
lie.
Gets.
You lie. Yes. Remember him?
I mean, people yelling, you lie, and I mean, never would that happen with
any
other president.
He's so fucking cool. That's why, you know, I'm not a political guy.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, but I see the disrespect. Like, wow, that's pretty deep.
Yeah.
Like, I mean... something happened in Israel the other day. A bus blew up, and you know, it was unfortunate. And they quoted a Romney quote as if he was fucking even really.
Yeah, like what do you give a fuck?
Romney, who's not even fucking have a job. How are you quoting this cocksucker? How are you quoting it? I hope he doesn't.
Because they're
your
following
network.
Him around. Because everybody's like, "What are you saying?" Because people like,
but
Fox,
still, but
Fox
you,
News
but the president, if you get his quote first, he's the fucking president,
right?
Don't you know? It's like, oh, today, truck blew up, and we went to go ask the crackhead from the alley. I thought it was gas, personally. Why are you asking a crackhead? He doesn't have anything to do with it. Just because he's applying for a job. You don't go to McDonald's and the guy's sitting there. You go to McDonald's, the guy's sitting there filling out an application. What would you suggest here? Well, I would suggest the McRibs. Bitch, you're not even working here. I'm asking the motherfucker behind the counter.
Oh, man. All right. Have you ever tried to suck your own dick?
No. Where the fuck? You guys are serious.
Have you ever paid for a happy ending massage?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Right. Yes. In
was
the
it?
U.S.?
Yeah, in Texas. Houston, Texas.
Texas. Do they have Asians doing it there, too, or no?
There's a cute girl. She wasn't Asian, though. She Mexican. Was, yeah, she was, yeah. She was Latina. All that's right. Like, and they go, do you want this one done? Excuse me?
Do you want this one done?
Yeah, do you want this one? Because it was a legitimate massage. And at the end, it was just, do you want this one done? What do you mean? Were you going to rub that? Yeah. Is that 10 bucks extra? Yeah.
Rub away.
I like to see the, because I shouldn't even say this because every, but I get compliment. You know, the first time I ever heard well endowed, I was like, well, you're well endowed? I was like, talking about my legs. So I like to get the expression, woo! Because I guess because we're fat, they go, oh, here we go. Piggly wiggly dick. Here comes piggly wiggly dick.
Guess I got to dig it out.
And like, woo! What is this? The night grew darker as the phase on cock. The phase on cock emerged from the pants of the loin. His loins spread all over her face. Cometh.
Would you like that one done? Let me call in my friends. Big Cagalina. Cagalina. Cagalina.
That was the best answer to that question. Yeah. All right. What is the most vindictive thing an ex-girlfriend has ever done to you?
Oh, marry me?
Wow. That's fucked up. That's fucked up she did that to you.
That's fucked up.
You know what? I think we need to be together for the rest. You really think so? Yes. No, I don't. Yeah.
That's not bad. Nothing else.
I don't have. I have pretty good.
No, TMZ said no.
I know.
Have you?
According to them, I'm in jail.
Yeah, you've been in a couple. And it was funny because it's like, I'll just give the dates. It's like 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. I'm
He's
like,
a bad boy, did
it's
it?
Like, it's like a yearly cycle, though. Once
fuck
a year.
Yeah, that's why I was
February.
Like, don't. Yeah, it's like, trust me. It's like, right. It was. I think it comes to drinking too. Like, I do have bar fights.
You do.
Yeah, but see, remember the time we was in a bar fight in Harlem, in New York?
Yeah.
It was beautiful. The guys started fighting, and the cops like, you guys finished? All right, get the fuck out of here.
And that's it.
They started fighting, and Faison was like, let me ease the fuck up behind this bullshit.
Yes.
Because I don't need no motherfucking problem. But it was definitely a fight around the vicinity.
Yes.
Of where you are, yeah.
Of Faison.
Remember I kept bragging how I loved how the cops handled it? Like, hey, nobody's fucking dead. We need to write this shit up. It's a fucking bar fight.
That's it.
Fucking California. Hey, did you hit him? Are you fucking serious? He threw a bottle at me. I mean, this guy threw a bottle at me.
You're the only famous one in the crowd.
Right. Right. Well, nigga, you got to pay for all this. Motherfucker's like, man, the dog's like, I can't even bark the same.
Who's a celebrity in the audience?
That's why Justin's closed down.
Yeah, right.
All that shit going down over there. All right, this is going to get interesting. Have you ever had a finger in your ass during intercourse?
Hell no.
That's every brother that's on just goes, hell no.
Right, I don't know why. I mean, I remember this girl trying to do that. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, that's nothing down there but boo-boo. Fuck are you doing? That doesn't. And she tried to talk me into it. She's like, no, you're going to come. I was like, no, I'm going to come hard. Like, I always come hard. And I'm going to go to sleep. And I'm going to wake up and get a hamburger. And I'm going to take you home.
Can we show the TMZ clip?
I'm talking to my wife. I said, I'm like, you know, I don't know if I want to bring up all this TMZ shit. I don't know if we'd be cool with it. I said, oh my God.
It's obviously wrong. I mean, the one thing is right is me having to fight at the Standard.
Yes, that was one of them. But that's more of a manly story. That's a good.
All the other stuff are like women are like, that's kind of like, you know, you meet a girl and like one of them was a girl that got fired in Seattle and she was like, oh. Faison hit me and I get these breaks from God. And she said I did it at, she said I beat her up at the airport. And I was like, what?
Get the camera.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, what? Thank you. Thank you.
What a terrible place to say it.
Oh, and it was like, thank you for stupid bitches. And I was like, please. I was like, please tell them. The cop says, okay, I was like, And where does this all happen? At the airport. Guess what they have there?
Security cameras, bro.
Security cameras, bitch!
But that's why it's fucked up, though, because the story still is out there.
It's not really out there. It's just, look.
But, like, everything I looked up never said anything about that. Like, you know, once I was doing the research and everything, right, right. It only says her side of the story.
Exactly.
Never says that security camera showed nothing happened.
This is what you got to always remember. If it's true, you're in jail.
Right.
Yeah. That's all it is. Yeah. I swear. There's no innocent criminals walking around doing movies and doing fucking commercials.
And in jail is a lot of innocent criminals, though.
No, they're not.
That's why they tell you they are.
That's why they're there.
Like Morgan Freeman, everybody's innocent.
Exactly. That's the joke. Like, I didn't do it. I know. I know. But that's...
It's fucked up.
But there's nobody on the outside saying that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's like, so, Nora, if... just pick any case. I mean, there's
all right. Here. You got
You like sativa?
In 2009, arrested for alleged. I'm going to go through all of them. In 2009, arrested for an alleged nightclub beatdown.
2009. That was that happened.
Okay, all right, nice.
This guy called me a fat nigga, and I was like, really?
Guess who?
Guess who wants an ass whooping?
So what did you do? You just clocked him right there?
We were it was me and the comedian. We were waiting to get in the club, and the guy calls me a fat, and he's like, why are you going to let these fat niggas in? I was like, excuse me?
I'm on a date.
What's the comedian's name? I can't believe Dover. Donald. Ah, oh, I can't believe it. Him and did a TV show together. I actually did a TV show.
Is this the guy you got into the shit with? Because if that's the case, fuck him. Why even give him the credit?
No. He was just there. We were leaving. This is what happened. I had just landed. New Year's. It was New Year's. It was January 3rd. It was in Chicago with Vince. Mm-hmm. Had a great time.
Damon Williams?
No, with Vince Vaughn.
No, he's trying to think of the comic.
No, we were landed to private jet from Chicago to Los Angeles. We saw the president leaving. You know, we had to wait on a part because the president was leaving. You know. So, anyway, so we landed. I go, I'm going to go to the comic club, get some jokes in. Go to the comic club. A couple of buddies show up just like this. And I'm tired. It's about 11 o'clock right now. I'm like, yo, I'm about to go home. No, let's go drink. And I'm going to tell you this about alcohol. I don't drink anymore. Alcohol plays a big part in your decisions.
Of course it does.
But you never, I don't give a fuck what it say. But... And this is I went to anger management.
We go fuck some bitches after this.
Yeah,
you.
So, I go to the standard. Meetings at the standard. Oh, fuck. Okay, let's go to standard. And I'm like, I'm like tired, and I've had about a couple tequilas, and I'm like, okay, and we're out standard. It's me and Dove, Dov. Dove. Okay. So we're waiting for my buddy Dennis to come. Dennis comes, and this girl, two girls, and a guy from London or some shit. I remember the accents because he's like, what? Blah, 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 blah. It sound like fucking Russell Brand, that fucking cocksucker. But blah, 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 blah. What are you doing, these blind mites? You want to... You gonna let this fat bloke in? And I was like, excuse me? He says, you're gonna let these fat niggers in. I was like, whoa. The fuck you talking to? No one likes you, blah, blah, blah. This is not your place.
Holy
and the guy
shit.
Starts laughing. I was like, man, just get the fuck out of here. He's like, you don't tell me who the. And I was like, bah. And I did. In a fight. You really just whoop somebody's ass. You don't tell them like they do. Like the rappers. Hey, I'm gonna whoop your ass Thursday. You just fucking pounce that ass. Yeah. So
he deserved it.
Technically, I tell you why. Two good things about that. I had to go to anger management, and I thought it was some bullshit till I went. And when I went, and I found out, it was two things that affected that. Was number one the alcohol, and number two I didn't like being married. So I was like, And that was really the thing on my shoulder going, anything that says any, like somebody called me a fat nigga, whatever. It's just.
Chris, yeah. Call him a fat nigga.
Hello? Garfield was like, I ain't went to no anger management class.
Fuck anger management class. Please don't call him a fat nigga.
He's like, I want to go out. I want to get some pussy tonight. We're going to be sitting in a hole in
some. We're going to drink and some fucking bitches later on.
Central booking for you tonight, bro.
It's a total different vibe. So, like, when I went to anger management, it told you what you were really angry at. So, if folk is like, oh, you're not angry at this guy calling you this. You don't want to be married. So, you take, blah, blah, blah. So, then couple that with marriage and drinking, stop both of them, and it's a happy time. Right. So, then anybody can say anything to you. Then it's like, come on, bro. Just, you know, there's this, the guy that taught me, I know this is getting boring.
No,
the,
it's not at all. Go.
The guy that taught me my anger management was, I forgot his guy in San Diego. He's awesome. It's a thing called change or change. Either change the way you think of the situation or change where you are. So you won't find yourself in that situation. And that's why it was actually good that happened.
So he pointed out that one of the reasons why you did it is because you weren't happy in your marriage.
Yes. It's like,
which brings me to 2011.
Right.
Arrested for domestic violence. However, it was the lowest charge of domestic
exactly.
violence.
Exactly.
But again, the article doesn't say anything in detail.
Exactly.
It just says that you were left like $10,000 bail or some shit.
$10,000 bail that was dropped. I mean, the whole thing was dropped. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a case. The girl lied. We gave the girl a job to do T-shirts.
So this wasn't even your wife?
No!
Dude, the picture on TMZ is you and your wife. And it says, arrested for domestic violence.
It
doesn't say anything about it not being your wife.
No.
It's so misleading.
No,
it is.
That's what I'm saying. They don't even know my wife. My wife's from South Africa.
Yeah, she'll kick the fucking shit out of you.
No, my wife is cool. That's what I'm saying. Cool ass fuck. That's what my wife heard. She was like, yeah, right. You know, because
he would never hurt me. He loved me. Love it me. He give it me free.
Yeah. So,
give it me free.
That shit happens. The girl was, she was hired by somebody else to do, when you do stand up, you do merchandise.
Okay.
She shows up to Seattle without the merchandise.
So what are you going to sell her?
So we're like, where's the boxes and shit? Oh, I forgot. You forgot. But then after she forgot, we get over that. We like, okay. Do we send her back to get them? Okay, what do we do? She goes, I need some candy.
What the fuck is that? Oh, Coke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
What?
No, I'm looking at this bitch like.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We all looked over and she, what the fuck is he looking at?
Bitch, what are you talking about? She says, I need some candy because the flight got on my nerve and I need to calm my nerves. I'm like, are you fucking crazy?
That's what's going to calm your nerves, Coke?
So that whole day, I'm thinking, okay, Monique, she's fired. This girl's fired. Monique, just get her set up in a hotel, whatever. And the girl, because we alienated her, she just got mad with us. Like, fuck you. What's going on? What you said we was going to eat. And so we're trying to play like, okay, we're just getting you a hotel. We're getting you flight out. I get my own motherfucking flight out.
Oh, boy.
So that night, she says, I get my own flight out. And we go like, better get our own flight out. So we go to the comedy club, do the show. Had a great show at the parlor that night. Great show at the parlor. Bellevue. We go back to the hotel. I take a girl back to the hotel with me. She's in my room and she is, what the fuck is this going on? You fucking, I need to go to home. I was like, I thought you were gone.
And she was in your room?
Yeah, because she had, I forgot she had the fucking, yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, so I take her to the airport. Mm-hmm. There's Chinese food in the back, and she's going off. Dude, fat motherfucker, I know people that's going to whoop your ass. I'm like, yeah, I bet. She takes the Chinese food and throws it at me. And I'm like, oh, this anger management shit is really working.
It is.
This shit is really fucking working. I make it to the fucking airport.
Which means that there was not a choking, a smacking, a tossing. Right.
There wasn't a truck. There wasn't a truck turnover. Nothing. So I'm because trust me, it was like hell. Going.
If it was 2009, that'd be another story.
I've never hit a woman, so it was like, so we get to the airport. I literally, as soon as we get to the airport, I get the fuck out. She's like, you make me get out. So I get out and I look for a fucking sheriff, and they're not there. So I'm like, this ain't, we don't need these motherfuckers. They're not there. But you see the sheriff's car. I'm like, fuck. So she opens, I go to her door, open her door, say, get the fuck out. I'm just going to drive like this, right? So she says, get my luggage out. I get her luggage out, put her luggage out, and then I leave. I get back to the hotel, and I'm like, this bitch got my phone.
Oh my gosh, she took your phone?
She took my phone. So I go on Facebook and I go, ha ha ha, very funny, you scavenger bitch. I can buy another iPhone. They got an app for that bitch. So, and thank God I did that, because the club owner saw that. And then I was getting ready to take a shower, and there's a knock at the door, and it's the sheriff. So I was like, how can I help you? It's like, they need you at C-Tech, whatever. I was like, what do they need me there for? I got to do press in the morning. I have to do radio. I have to do television. I have to do all this shit, right? So they need. I was like, what do they need me there? They can just wait. They said, no, they need you there. I'm like, oh, shit. What the fuck? So I was like, okay, let me get my clothes. We got to put your hands behind you. For what? Well, you're arrested. I'm like, for what? Put my hands. Now I'm pissed the fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
I'm pissed. I'm like, what the fuck?
And what's, is it really necessary to handcuff you? It's not like you're throwing, you know, you're throwing a tantrum or anything.
Handcuffed, taken out through the hotel, put in the car, and I'm like, what the fuck is going? It's like a fucking bad dream.
And they don't even tell you why at this point.
They're saying you're wanted at the C-Tech, whatever the fuck the airport is called.
Oh, okay.
They take me to the airport. We get on the runway. Then we take some back way in. It's like, what the fuck? We go in and it's like a fucking jail cell there. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? What the fuck is this? Okay. And then the guy comes in and he tells me, the Russian guy goes, the girl says that you beat her.
Nick Hardesky.
She comes and says, you beat her pretty. I said, I beat her? And he looks at me and goes, well, he says, I didn't see any proof of that. I didn't know you were this big.
Yeah, so she said she got beat with said no bruises.
Right. And then the fucked up thing was so, like I said, dumb people. I love dumb people when they do shit like this. She insisted that the medics look at her.
Right.
So I was like, yeah!
Why would she insist that she was stupid? Because
she's fucking stupid.
Right.
Dumbbitch.com.
Exactly. So they looked at her and they was like, there's nothing wrong with this.
Right.
So I go to, I said, okay, can I leave now? He goes, well, it's a slight problem.
Oh, God.
Because a sheriff had a dispute with his wife in Seattle, they arrested him, and then they released him. Then he went back to the house and shot him.
They can't do it anymore.
They can't do it. And she said I was her boyfriend, not her employee.
Oh, my God.
It applies to comedians now. It doesn't believe
it. Yeah, applies to niggas. I mean, yeah.
All niggas must stay. And I was like, I was so pissed off. I didn't call anybody. But everybody, you know, came to where I was at. And they was like, I didn't make one fucking call. And I had a bail bondsman. Because people was like, you know, what happened? And they just kind of pieced together all the pieces. And then that Monday was my birthday that I had to go to court, June 14th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sucks. I mean, in a weird way, it sucks that she wins. Like,
she doesn't win because I think she can't go there because she will go to jail because she lied and perjured.
Oh, okay.
And well, I can really sue her. But you know who the fuck's gonna do all that for this fucking cat? You know.
And what are you gonna get out of her?
Yeah, exactly.
What Chinese get food?
The merchandise.
Exactly. Get the merchandise. The shirts. I got my shirts. I won. So. Yeah, but you know, it comes all around. But when you're living, like I say, when you're living a really good life, those things come up in life, but you just go right over it. Like, I was in jail, I missed the show, but the people were there for the rest of the show, so they, you know, they're like, hey, you know, because I've been there so many times. Right. So it was in a weird way, it was a good thing. But when people see that, they go, oh, I wonder. It's like, come on, you know, my ex is like, no, you know, yeah. It doesn't. It like I said, it never happens. In like, you know, it'd be different if you go to New York. If you go, it's happening everywhere.
Yeah,
bullshit.
I hear you, man. Well,
was that a long answer?
Nah, dude, that
was good. I enjoyed it.
Like I said, I could stay here all fucking day, but I know you got more important things to do than this shit. But I wanted to
fuck. What
do you
want?
Now he scared me. I'm going home and read the Bible.
What do you
Phase on love.
What are you working on these days?
We're doing the Kung Fu movie. It was originally Kung Fu Fighting. It was originally titled The Bruce Lee Story Starring Phase on Love.
You were Bruce Lee? Sold. Sold.
Word.
And a TV show that Mark Brazil is actually writing right now. And Vince Vaughn is producing, and I'm producing.
You're in the show, or you're just producing?
I'm starring.
What's the name of the show?
We don't have a name for the show. No, we don't have a name for the show.
Just call it the Bruce Lee Story.
Too bad Glory Hole's taken.
Damn it!
But
Glory Hole!
But Lori's hole isn't.
Oh, see, the
open
the,
and available.
Now it's getting scary.
There's one other thing I wanted to show you before we
do. Oh, shit, TMZ.
No, it's nothing with you.
Did we finish the list of...
No, you know what? There's nothing worth. That was it.
No, there's one I saw.
Which one? Go ahead. You asked the remaining one you think is good.
Do you pee sitting down or standing up?
If I'm shitting, I'm pissing. I'm not going to shit then stand up and get shit on your ass. Hey, I'm shitting. I'm a man, but I'm going to stand up and piss.
I get a lot of shit because I say when I'm home, I just sit down to piss because I'm lazy and I like it's nice and comfortable. So they give me a lot of shit for it.
Well, yeah, that's a little...
It's a little gay. I know.
I wouldn't call it gay. I'd call it... I don't know. If I'm taking a shit and I got to pee, I'm going to get the two for one.
It's kind of indecisive. When you say face on, it's like indecisive. Like, am I? Maybe I could. While I'm
no,
here.
No. It's. I'm. I decide. I'm sitting down.
Hey, I have to shit and piss. I got an idea. At the same time.
All right. So as Big Worm in Friday,
we're talking about my cock again.
You're known for the perm, for wearing a perm, having your hair in rollers, and having a perm.
Right.
Okay. When I was a teenager and into heavy metal, I got my hair permed. And this is becoming a weekly event where I show our guests the photo of me with a perm and get the reaction. Oh, so God. I'm going to go ahead and give it to you.
Hilarious.
Right now. Hold on. Here you brace yourself. Ready? There I am, Faison.
Hilarious. You look like Prince. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to do this thing called Electric Weary Life.
Is it Christmas?
Spells like, forever.
I don't know. It's Christmas. It's a tree.
It's a tree with
that's what I got. The perm was my gift to the family.
Dearly beloved.
And the mock turtleneck.
No, that's just a t-shirt. That's
get his thing. You look like in the Kmart.
He looks like Howard Perm.
Faison, thank you so much.
Thank you. This
and the
awesome.
Entourage Garfield.
The entourage
Charlene.
Shazam.
You're welcome. Ah! You're welcome back anytime, brother. Fantastic. I had a great time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Glory Hole. I am Ron Sprant.
Glory Hole.
Courtney Love.
Glory Hole.
Later, motherfuckers.
It's 2 a.m. in the morning and it's light showers, and you're probably hooking up with that girl that's been two-way you all week. Her baby daddy's out of town, so you can fuck around. It's okay to check in that Motel 6. $59.95, not a cent more for that dirty asshole. Yeah. Stop by that convenience store and pick up them rubbers. Magnum, I hope. This is Faison Love, and I love hoes. I just don't pay them.
Cut up, know we like that. Get that cut up, freaky things, we be bound. Get that cut up, oh, cut up, freaky things, we
be bound. I'm kinda hungry.
hoping that maybe you wanna kick it in the LAC. So later on, we'll be rolling. Drop tops, I'm hitting your hot spots. I'm top notch. My niggas never listen, but I told them. When I catch you with the game, running game at the AUC, that later on, we be boning. Fat cats, I'm ready to tap that. So back that. No wonder why you waking up swollen.
I'm feeling you, looter. Smoking my Buddha. Coochie recruiter. Coming at the fatty in the platinum caddy. So back at the fast. Hit it an hour and a half. Bust a spectacular splash on the back and leave it dripping down the crack of her ass. Call me Mr. McGillicuddy. Chasing booties off a silly putty. Killer for money. Still a thug. Get buff. From some poking the locomotion. Hitting bunnies for threesome. Get your buddy. When I'm feeling scummy, I love the cut.
Tim skin so butter soft. I'm ripping the buttons off yo blouse. Smell the aroma of a ding-a-ling king. Ludacris when I'm in yo house. Check the ratio of men to women and women to men when down south. Hot fellatio. Hot, hot opinions. Holla while they in yo mouth. So we love that.
Cut up. Know we like that. Get that cut up. Freaky things we be bout. Get that cut up.
I feel like we can cut the hell out each other, and I hope we be the same thing.
Freak,
we can get the mattress going. Handle the business while I bang bang.
Ski,
wash the dick off and kick off another session again. I can break them off in the shower, kitchen floor, or the outdoors. The pieces from the east is the shit, and the flesh in the west is the best. Go twist the them Chicago and South Ho.
Come about yo, negligee, freak them on a regular day.
Come six times,
but it's seven a day. Ludacris in the back of your Chevrolet. What's my name? So magical, I come and touch the game. You motherfuckers really lust the game. Nothing but hating and a look of disgust. So it's a must, they adrenaline rush. Wondering why they don't be busting the same.
I'm clutching my thing, stuffing it in, stroking it down. Beat the stuff up, shawty, don't run from it. She give me the booty, I reckon it off. I can tell it's fine by the way that she walk. Fatty flicking like it was dubs on it. Peep how this player got skills. Get them out the gate, I high heels. Full of rubbers and swishes about your powder bag. Wanna smoke, throw, I got a bag. Take a proper drag before I tap it. I love the chicks that got a lot of ass. So we love that.
Cut like that, get that cut up, freaky things, we be bout, get that cut up, oh, cut up, freaky things, we be
bubble,
bout.
Bubble, bubble, bubbles is in the bathtub, making you stutter from body butters and back rubs. It's killing me thinking about the bottles that pop, the models that swallow with her. Up under my pillow, staying strapped up. Vivid tickles in the middle from Mr. Pickles. You try to escape, so give me the rope, you getting wrapped up. Rudy tootie, so fruity and fresh. I'm fresh and fruity, your duties to figure the booty's getting slapped up.
I love them chicks that be thick as a loaf of bread. Long as I can still grab her legs and push them up by her head. How I dip up in it, we can make a video, but I got the radio up and jagged edge by the bed. When you wanna get up with your cutty buddy, come on and dip up through the hideout with twist. But after we do what we gon' do, get your purse and get together, because now you got the ride out.
Oh, Chris, can you do it again? That's what they asking me. Hit skins, causing catastrophes. Get pinned by me and my family. Sip gin, fulfilling your fantasy. In your condition, I'm wishing you'll take a licking and keep on ticking from thicker thighs. Finger licking never gets sick and tired. Just take a look in her eyes and you can tell she's a bigger five. So we love that.
Cut up, know we like that. Get that cut up, freaky things, we be bound. Get that cut up.
From the 8th planet in the 19th galaxy, where the royal penis is clean, your majesty. Can it be Sheila E. Apollonia Vanity? All mad at me, I'm the prince dick of insanity. I'm good loving, body rocking, knocking boots all night long. We not stopping, I don't care if the kids watching. I stir it like motherfucking coffee. Brown sugar, girls them sugar. World class lover, Kama Sutra. Porno music producer, tallywhacker is a rock hard stormtrooper. With a purple helmet made for crushing pink cookies. Goonie Goo Goo, we cut Bigfoots and Wookies and fat women because they need love too. So gone, big girl, what you gonna do?